fermenting stage. And then after it got through fermenting, well, that was mash. Or rather, that was, it was mash. And then they put it in the distillery and cook it. And by the way, you can buy wine that's been distilled. And I have never drank any of it, but they say that it's real potent.
Yeah, what did they call that alcohol that they made in?
Whiskey or liquor. Moonshine.
Ever heard of
White Lightning?
White Lightning. Yeah,
but you see, I never did make any, but I had a fella tell me that when the first that comes off, whenever they start cooking it, it's not a thing in the world but pure grain alcohol. Mm-hmm. And of course, as it comes off, as it gradually cooks down, well, it gets weaker. And if you don't mix it, have to mix it all up, you know, each batch of it and I've seen some of it supposed until it'd take the skin off you, break out all around your mouth. Sure enough, White Lightning.
Well, let me ask you about some of the different types of fruit that you have growing around here.
Well, peaches. And some people, not around here, they would have apples, but they never was very successful raising apples. Peaches and plums and grapes. And then there was some wild fruit that grew here. There was muscadines and they used to, there's a wild grape that grows here that makes an awful good jelly. Mm-hmm. And then down here south of town, there's a little old scrubby plum tree. And there was very many of them. It'd just be one spotted here, there, and yonder. Now, I don't know what the correct name for that was. It was dark red. We always called them hog plums. And they would make an awful good jelly. But they was real tart, sharp. But it'll be a little old scrawny bush there, and I never would be much higher than your head. But I've saw these little old wild plums, they called them. They'd get a whole thicket of them. They'd just shade out and kill everything else. Some of them will bloom as early as January. I've seen them blooming in January and snow on the ground. They start blooming and come a snow, you know.
All right.
And if it didn't do anything but snow, it wouldn't freeze the blooms. And you got to get water in them blooms to kill them.
Do you have this kind of peach with the meat real tight against the seed?
That's clean peach. Free stone and the cling. And had early peach and Alberta peach. Then they had one kind of peaches that was called Indian peaches. They was kind of a